This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers by video conference Tuesday, thanking them for their support and pleading for more help. A day after Russia hit his country with more than 80 missiles, and as attacks continue, Zelensky asked leaders to, quote, help financially with the creation of an air shield for Ukraine, end quote. He also suggested an international mission be set up to observe activity on the Ukrainian-Belarusian border, saying that Russia was, quote, trying to directly draw Belarus into this war, end quote. Following the virtual conference, the G7 leaders pledged in a statement that they, quote, will stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes, end quote. They said they will continue to provide financial, humanitarian, military, diplomatic, and legal support to Kyiv, and that they are committed to supporting Ukraine in meeting its winter preparedness needs. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the military alliance will push ahead with long-planned nuclear exercises next week. NATO's chief said Tuesday that it's important to do this despite rising tensions over the war in Ukraine and President Vladimir Putin's insistence that he is not bluffing about using all available means to defend Russian territory. Stoltenberg says the alliance's nuclear exercises will go on as planned next week.
NATO will hold its long-planned deterrence exercise, Steadfast Noon. This is routine training, which happens every year, to keep our deterrence safe, secure, and effective.
The exercise involves fighter jets, but not live bombs. This is VOA News. Afghanistan, South Korea, and Venezuela lost their bids Tuesday to serve three-year terms on the UN Human Rights Council, with nearly all the 193 member states voting in the General Assembly. Algeria, Bangladesh, Belgium, Chile, Costa Rica, Georgia, Germany, Kyrgyzstan, Maldives, Morocco, Romania, South Africa, Sudan, and Vietnam were voted onto the 47-member Geneva-based rights body. Seats are allocated through regional groups. The African, Eastern European, and Western Europe and other groups all ran uncontested slates of candidates, but all winners still needed to achieve at least a 97-vote majority. Among the contested seats, Chile and Costa Rica easily ended Venezuela's re-election bid. Chile won 144 votes, while Costa Rica took 134. Venezuela only received 88 votes. Britain's Supreme Court has heard a Scottish referendum case. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Scotland's top law officer, Dorothy Bain, has put forward a case for a fresh referendum on the country's independence to the UK's Supreme Court, saying it's necessary and in the public interest.
The issue of Scottish independence is a live and significant one in Scottish electoral politics.
Independence for Scotland has been rumbling since the last referendum in 2014, where the Scottish public voted against it. However, following the 2016 Brexit vote, lawmakers who lead the Scottish government say the case for independence is back on track. The Supreme Court President Lord Reid said it was likely to be some months before we give our judgment. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And hundreds of mourners and families of victims of last week's massacre at a daycare center in northeastern Thailand have bid farewells to their loved ones who were cremated in rows of makeshift furnaces. 36 people, including 24 children, lost their lives last Thursday when a former policeman, who was fired from his job earlier that year for using drugs, barged into the daycare center in the town of Uttasawan to shoot and stab children and their caregivers. The police sergeant then took his own life in the biggest mass killing by an individual in Thailand's history. On Tuesday morning, many of the young victims' bodies had been outfitted as doctors, soldiers, or astronauts, what they wanted to be when they grew up, before they were to be cremated in the evening. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers by video conference on Tuesday, thanking them for their support and pleading for more help. A day after Russia hit his country with more than 80 missiles, and as attacks continue, Zelensky asked leaders to help financially. Diane Roberts.